Okay, so we're on Daf Chaf Vav tonight. So I'm going to begin from the Mishnah on Chaf Hayim Beis, the second wide line. So if you remember, the Gemara here is discussing certain, like the beginning of the parak, we discussed Chomer B'Kodesh, certain stringencies that were in Kodesh over Truma. And now we've been discussing somebody unmuted themselves. So you've got to mute themselves again. Okay, please don't unmute. Don't unmute. Okay, so and now we're discussing stringencies that Truma has over Kodesh. So the second wide line of Chaf Hayamud Beis. So Manitin Minamodim Belafim Neamanim Al Klei Cheres. Modim is a town. Rashi says it's 15 mil from Yerushalayim. I don't know if it's the same or different than the current day Modim, but it's certainly identified with the Chashmonaim. So Minamodim Belafim, if you're from Modim going close to Yerushalayim, so the Kula is that Ame Haaretz are neman on Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres is like a pot, an earthenware keli, an earthenware pot, meaning that we would use it for Kodesh, but we wouldn't use it for Truma. But from Odim outside, they're not neman. And so the Gemara is going to explain that in Yerushalayim, they didn't have kishonot, they didn't have kilns there. So there was somewhat of a shortage of Kli Cheres. In addition to which, the Meiri explains, and Rav Kati brought this down, And I think the art school brought it down as well, that the Miri says that, Kli Cheres, if they would use it for a kachim, it would be boleya, and then they would have to break the kalim. So they had a shortage of Kli Cheres, and here's a Gemara for you, Rafi. And so Mela, so there was a kula that coming, so they have stringencies on the Amei Aretz, but they relax the stringencies in the vicinity from Odin, close to Yerushalayim. And then some of Farshim want to say it's not a radius of an area, it's just Modim and Yerushalayim. So Ketzad, the third wide line of Chaf Hayamud Beis, Ketzad, HaKadar Shu Mocher HaKederot, Nichnas Lefnim HaModim, the potter, who's the one who sells the Kederot, he sells the pot, he enters the area that's from Modim to Yerushalayim, Hu HaKadar V'hin HaKederot V'hin Elohim Ne'eman, Yatza Eino Ne'eman. So here, I thought the easier pshat is the way the Rambam and the Meiri have, that the same Kadar and the same Kalim and the same Lochim, they couldn't buy those pots, outside Modim, but if they come closer, then they can. In other words, that the law, it's like, it's where you are physically located geographically. Rashi has a little more complicated, but I think that works out better for us. But he says, Yatza, Neman. But once he's outside that area, then he's not Neman. Okay, so again, just to summarize, so we're saying that Ami Haaretz are Neman for Kachim with Kli Cheres if they're in the vicinity between Modim and Yerushalayim. But outside the vicinity, they're not Neman, but for Truma, they're never Neman. Okay, let me do a few more lines in the Gemara and then I'll pause. Okay, so two lines on the bottom in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tana Modim, Pamim Kilofnim, Pamim Kilochot. So we discussed Modim Alachot, they're not Neman. Modim Alachot, the Neman. But what about the city of Modim itself? So a Tana taught in a Braisa, Modim, Pamim Kilofnim, Pamim Kilochot. City of Modim is sometimes treated like its interior, which would be more lenient, that you could rely on them, and Pamim Kilochot. And sometimes, are you okay? We're on page 50. Page 50, Chafayim Beis, the bottom line. You're right exactly the end of the volume, okay? Okay, so he says, so Tana Modim, Pamim Kilofnim, Pamim Kilochot. Sometimes it's treated like inside, sometimes outside. Ketzad. Kadar Yotzei v'Chaver Nichnas, if the Kadar, the potter, he's headed outside the zone, and the Chaver is headed from outside the zone in the zone, Kilofnim. Then we defeat a Kilofnim. It means that the Chaver, who's the firm person, he never had a chance to buy a pot from this Kadar, so we give him a break. If he bumps into him in Modim, that's fine. But Shneim Nichnasim, if both of them are entering Modim with intent to enter the zone that's closer to Yerushalayim, Oshneim Yotzim, or they're both exiting the zone, Kilachot. Then we treat it Kilachot. So when they're both entering the zone, so we figure let him do his business when he gets inside the zone. When they're both exiting, we figure he should have done it before he exited. So Amar Abaye, Afanana Mitanina. So Abaye says, we can have a sort of riot from this, from our Mishnah, a careful reading of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, HaKadar Shemachart HaKdirot V'nechnas Lefnim Minamodim, that the Kadar, who's selling Kederot, selling pots, and he enters Lifnim in a Modim, he enters the area, more interior to Modim, so then that's permissible. Tamad Lifnim in a Modim. So the implication is that it's reason and heter because he's interior into that zone. Hamodim Gufa Lomaheiman. So the implication of that line is, in Modi'im, the Kadar would not be believed. Ema Seifa, let's go to the next line in the Mishnah. Yetza Einu Ne'eman. Once the Kadar leaves Modi'im, he's not believed. Hamodi'im Kufa Ne'eman. That would lead me to believe that Modi'im is believed. So we have one line in the Mishnah leads to the deduction he's believed, one line that he's not believed. Ela Lav Shlomina, rather, is it not understood? Kan B'Kadar Yotze B'Kavir Nechnas. That's the case, the last case, when he's Ne'eman. When the Kadar is Yotze and the Kavir is Nechnas, the Kadar is leaving the zone, the Kavir is entering the zone, so we're going to let the Kavir buy from him. He didn't have any other chance, otherwise he's gone. It says, Kan B'Shishneim Yotzen, the case where it's prohibited, they're both on the way out. They should have entered into their deal before they left. Oshneim Nechnasim, was both entering, let them wait till they get into the zone. Shmamina. So from here, we can deduce that indeed is the case. Okay, let me pause for a second because I've been talking a lot. Who's got questions, counselors, anything else so far? Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, we're on the eighth line on Chafav Marala. Okay, so Tana, taught in the Braisa, Ne'emanim b'chal echer sadakim l'kodesh, that again, the Am Ha'aretz or the Ami Ha'aretz are Ne'eman. We said they have a certain Ne'emanis for Klei Cheres, but the Ne'emanis is only min amodim v'lofnim. But then Emanus is Beklei Cheres HaDakim LeKodesh, the very light Kalim for Kodesh. So what is Dakim, thin, light? What does that mean? So Amar Shlakish, Ruhu Shenitalin B'Yado Echad. Shlakish says it means something I can handle with one hand, that's Daka. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Afilu She'enitalin B'Yado Echad. Even if I need two hands to handle it, but if it's light, then that's it. So Amar Shlakish, Lo Shana Willa Rekanim. Shlakish says, we're talking about empty pots, he's believed. Of Amleim Lo, if the pots are filled up or the bottle, whatever the Keli is, he's not Ne'eman. And the idea is if it's filled up with items, so the Am Ha'aretz is not Ne'eman concerning the contents of it. In other words, he's got food in there or whatever. So the food I have to treat as Tame, but the Keli I treat as Tahor. So Shlakish says this Kula that I could believe that I could rely on the Am Ha'aretz is only when the Kelim are empty, when they're filled up, not. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Amleim, Rabbi Yochanan says no. Even if the keli is filled up with food, even if the Am Ha'aretz's jacket is in it, and his begadim are considered also to be tzveim, nevertheless, we'll say the keli is tahor. But Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Umoda Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan concedes, Mashkenat Son Shem Tmeim. Rabbi Yochanan concedes that the contents, yeah, they're tmeim. He says, Ba'al Titma, don't be shocked. So here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I have one din for the contents, one din for the keli. The keli I treat as tahor, contents I treat as tamim. So isn't that a little strange? Don't be so shocked. Shrei, now the Gemara quotes a Mishnah we had earlier. Shrei, Logan, Malei Mashkim, if you have the bottles that are filled with Mashkim, Logan, Tameim, too much shiv, Mashkim, Torin. Sometimes the bottles are Tameim for 7 days, the Mashkim, Torin. Remember, we had the case earlier, this was, I think, on Shabbos or last week, we had where there's with the Kli Cheres. we had the Machlok, I think it was last Thursday, between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, that Kli Cheres is Mapsik Bifnei Atuma. So the question was, but only if it's Tahor, not if it's Tame. So the Ukimta, according to the way Beit Shammai said, is if, let's say you have Tumas made on you have a dead body on the lower floor of the house, and you have a hatchway to the upper floor, and you have this Kli Cheres that's in between both of them. So Beit Hillel said, I think everything was Tame, but wait, what did they say? What did Beit Hillel say? One second. Yeah, so he says, one second. Yeah, no. Beit Hillel said that the Kli Cheres is going to block off the tumor totally. And Beit Shammai said, no, the Kli Cheres is only going to block off the tumor for some items, but not for other items. So Beit Shammai said this was on Daf. One second. This Daf. Yeah, this is Daf Chaf Beis. Daf Chaf Beis. So Beit Shammai says, it's only matzil the ochlin umashkim, but not the kalim. It only saves the food. It only saves the food. It won't save the kalim. Anyway, the point being though that in that instance the halacha came out according to Beit Shammai that the logan, the bottles were tameim. The bottles were considered to be tamei to machshiva and mashkim to orin. So sometimes you see there's a different halacha for the contents and for the bottles. Okay, let's just summarize what we did. Then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, and then we'll go on. Okay, so the general topic we're talking about now we're talking about stringencies of Truma over Kodesh. That's the basic yisod, where Truma has more chamor din than the Kodesh has. And by Kodesh, I mean like the person wants to eat korbano, things like that, he wants to use kalim and different things. So this Mishnah has one chumrah for Truma over Kodesh, where Truma comes up with a more stringent din than Kodesh. And the stringent din is that for Kodesh, we're going to be lenient with the clay cheres that the Amma Aretz sells to the Chaber if he sells it to him between Modim and Yerushalayim. Then we're going to take it, we assume it's Tahor. Otherwise, Tame. But for Truma, we're not going to rely on him at all. And then we said that the Gemara is going to explain this. We didn't get to this yet. The reason that they have this kula is that they weren't kibshon out in Yerushalayim. There weren't kilns in Yerushalayim, so they weren't producing kalim. And according to the Meiri, the kli cheres that they would use, let's say, to eat kachim, other things, so then after a while, it's boleya from the korban, so then after a while, I have to destroy it because it's notar. This is, and the Pasuk of Chumash says, in the kli cheres he shaver. In other words, if it's in the kli cheres, you have to break it. So they had a desperate need for kalim. And so the chumrah were makil. I mean, it's like, pi etzem adin, it's tahor, but they normally have a stringency, but they relax the din for kachim, getting the pots, if it's, and apparently, you know, between Modim and Yerushalayim. Okay, any questions, comments to us, anything we did so far? Right, that's correct. The only thing is, right, that would be the way it would go. That's Lakor, that would be the way it would go. Okay. All right, everything good? Okay. The only thing with the toweling, the only thing is that if there are choshesh for tumas mace, then it would need more of a tara. So did we say, what did we say earlier in the Gemara? We said that the chaverim, when they would get a keli from the amaretz, they would tovel the kalim. That's exactly what they would do. They would tovel the kalim. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. Okay, so I'm going further. Okay, now. We're at the Mishnah on the second wide line on Chaf Av Manal 26a, the second wide line. Okay, so Manitin, again, we're doing stringencies of Truma over Kachim. Manitin, Gabayim Shnechnes L'Tochabayit. If Gabayim are like tax collectors entered the house, and there was a non-Jewish government, they're Jewish tax collectors, they're Jewish tax agents, but acting at the behest of non-Jewish authorities, and they're entering your house in order to these objects in satisfaction of your tax debt. Or ganavim that return kelim. People stole something and now they're returning it to you. So both instances, the gabayim who are the tax collectors and the ganavim are believed to say lo naganu. So lo naganu means if it's a kli cheres, it's only mekabel tuma mitocho, from the middle of the kli cheres. So the ganavim are believed to say, we only touched it on the outside. And then the tax collectors also are believed to say either that we did touch these kalim, or if we did, it would be from the outside. This is different halacha. Yerushalayim ne'emanim ala kodesh means in Yerushalayim, the Amei Ha'aretz are ne'emanim concerning kodesh, u'b'shara regal af ala truma. And the regular are even ne'emanim concerning truma, meaning that the Kodesh, that they, whatever they have, that they treated it properly. And in other words, in Yerushalayim, they're Neman for Kodesh, and Shara Regal, they're Neman for Truma. So here you see Truma is more chamor, because if it's not Shara Regal, we don't trust them regarding Truma. So the Gemara says the fourth white line, Ramini, will pose a contradiction from the following Brisa, or from Mishnah rather. It says, HaGabayim Shnichnasu Tochabayit, if Gabayim tax collectors enter the house, Abayit Pulu Tameh, whereas all contents of the house are assumed to be tame. So here in the Mishnah, we said that the Gabayim are believed to say we didn't touch different kalim, but here we're saying everything is tame. So the Gemara says, there's no contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah of Sefer Taharot, had to eat enough riba dayu, had to lek enough riba dayu. That our Mishnah is talking about that they're the Jewish tax collectors, they're coming in, so we can believe them. If there's no non-Jew Gentile that's with them, we can believe them that they didn't touch everything, and they didn't touch this and this that. But if there's a goy that's in with them, like, and he's obviously working for the non-Jewish government, so then we don't believe them, because we believe that they would have touched everything with a view towards, you know, seizing whatever they could. and because they're in, you know, trepidation from this goy to do a thorough job with their tax collecting work. Tithnan, because we learn in the Mishnah, the same Mishnah Masech Parot, if there's a goy with them, so in the first case, we know they enter the house. But let's say we didn't see them entering the house. So if there's a goy with them, so then we believe them, say, lo nechnas, it's a pesha ha, astar, a pesha hefir. We didn't know that they came to the house, but they said they didn't come to the house. But we don't believe them to say we entered the house and we didn't touch the kalim. So the Gemara says, so if there's a goy with them, what the difference says it? One says that the ema nafri alehim, in other words, they're, look at Rashi, ema nafri alehim, they're afraid, they're like, this is their job, they're afraid that if they don't, you know, pass around and look at this keli, touch everything, that the goy is going to impose sanctions on them. And one says, they're afraid that the government, like whatever, you know, they're going to get in trouble with the government. So my binayin, what's the nafkamina between those two reasons? The nachamina would be if the goy is not such a chashav goy, so they're not afraid of this goy. He's an easygoing guy, whatever. So then, if that's who you have, so if I say that's because they're afraid of the goy, but the goy they're not afraid of, so I could say then in that case we would believe them. But if I say it's because they're afraid of the government, then I'm afraid even if he's not an important goy, he could report them to the government. And so mela, then they would be afraid, and then they would, you know, touch everything with a view towards, you know, executing their jobs. All right, let me do a few more lines. I'll pause. He said, if ganavim return kalim that they had stolen, the ganavim were believed to say that we only touched the outside, we didn't touch the inside. Say again, what? All right, hey, we'll see. Urmini, we post a contradiction from the following Mishnah. Ganavim shenechnesu toka baye eino tamei l'ma kom v'risa regalei ganavim. If ganavim enter a house, so the only thing that's tamei is where the ganavim had went. Otherwise, let's say went in one room. They didn't go in room A, B, C, and D, but we know they were in room E. So then where they could have gone, that's tamei. The other place is not. So, but wherever they could go, that is tamei. So how come over here we said we believe them, and it sounds like over there we have everything is tamei. So Amar Pinchas Mishmei Derabat should be Sha'asu Tshuva. So this, I think, answers your question, Rafi. So Pinchas says in Rava, our Mishnah is talking about they stole items and then they did tshuva. And now they're bringing the items. So he says, they can not be the Tanish because you're the Kalim, Shwamina. You can deduce this from the Mishnah itself. It says they return Kalim. Why would they return Kalim? In other words, they did tshuva. Now they're from. So now they say, this is what we did and this is what we didn't do. Worse, what do you mean? I don't know if it's a day, a week, or a month later, but the point is, they say this is what happened with the Kalim. We did Shuvah, and so that we can believe them under those circumstances. What? They're Jewish. Yeah, the Ganavim are Jewish. All right. Now, all right, let me go further, and I'm almost up to the Mishnah, and then we'll be in good shape. So, Yerushalayim Ne'aman, this is a different halakha. Yerushalayim Ne'aman al Kodesh. Yerushalayim, the Amei Ha'aretz, are Ne'amanim concerning Kodesh, meaning the whole year. Tana, Ne'amanim al Klei Cheres Gasim la Kodesh, that the Amei Ha'aretz are believed concerning like a heavy plate cheres for kodesh. B'chol kach lama, you know, sin kivshonot Yerushalayim. Why is it such a kula? Because we don't make kivshonot, we don't make kilns in Yerushalayim. So earthenware vessels, we need them and we don't have them. So it's not a time to make a lot of stringencies with these things. Let me just look for 1 second. I just want to say what we've been mentioning here. 1 second. Yeah. So when he said the Ne'aman al-Kodesh, he wasn't talking about the Korbanot, he was talking about the Kalim. He was talking about the Kalim. Okay, let's see back. So that's what we're talking about the Kalim. So okay, Uvishana Regal Afala Truma, and then during the Regalim, they're believed even concerning presumably the Kalim regarding Truma. Let me just make sure that I want to get this right. 1 second. Right. Okay, let's take a look. So he says, Minani Mili, so where do we know this halakha from that, you know, that on the regular, in other words, we have a different din for truma, whether it's the regular or not the regular. So where do we see, or, you know, a support I mean, obviously these are all dinim derabanan. So, but where do we see like a maybe a spot from the pasuk? But not immediately. I'm going to be shuvin levi damakra. That it says this is concerning Pilagish Begiva. The end of Sefer Shoftim is an incident where this person in the there was place Giva in Binyamin, and a person is traveling through there, and they rape his Pilagish, and she dies, whatever. So he chops her up into 12 pieces, sends it to shave it, and then all the Shvatim get together. And then they said, you know, we're going to plan our action. So it says, "Vayesef kol ish Yisrael yirik ishakad." I mean, 11 the Shvatim got together. I can't remember how many pieces he must have. I don't know if he sent the piece to the Shevet of Binyamin because he wasn't Binyamin, but he sent a piece of this what? Yeah, presumably. I got to check. But anyway, so anyway, "Vayesef kol ish Yisrael yirik ishakad chaveirim." So everybody gathered to the city, like to give a chaveirim. When all of Israel assembles together in one town, they're considered to be like chaverim, like join, like one unit. So he's saying that, let's take a look at Rashi. He says, "Beregel shara sipahu." So the regel is shara sipah, the time of gathering. So we can't have different gradations in the Jewish people on the regalim, on the regalim. Okay, hold on a second. Let me say a few things, then we'll take. Now, so he has over here, Rashi in the case two of Amiaris was lifted by the sages out of concern for their feelings, this is in Beya, so they should not have to undergo the humiliation of being excluded from the company of Chaver Manyantiv. That's what Rashi and Beya learns. In other words, sort of like social engineering. The Maris Chayas in Nida, citing the Rabbah Mor Nebuchim, elaborates, one of the Torah's objectives in assembling everyone during the festivals is to promote harmony and fellowship between Jews. If during the pilgrimage the Chaverim would have to distance themselves from the Ami Haaretz, the assemblage would have the opposite effect. The Amaris would feel rejected. The Amaris would feel rejected, and this would inevitably lead to strife and discord between fellow Jews. The Pasuk in teaches that during the festival season, Amaris are trusted to be free of Tumah, so Jews of all types can associate with each other in bonded friendships. Alternatively, the Rambam in Hilchot Mishkav Umoshav explains that the decree of Tumah and Amaris was lifted for the festivals because it's customary for all people, even Amaris, to purify themselves before the festivals. In other words, a person should be matar himself for the regal. So the Rambam in Hilchot Mishkav Moshav is saying that everybody's matar themselves for the regal. He says, so they can enter the base of Mikdash and offer the festival korbano. The Rambam indicates that Ami Aris deemed power in the festivals because there's no reason to decree them as Tame, not because of humanitarian reasons, as Rashi indicates. So again, so on the Yantiv, so we regard the Ami Haaretz as Neman, even for the Kalim, even for Truma, which we normally wouldn't do. And for Kodesh, for the Kalim, for Kodesh, in Yerushalayim, we regard them as Neman the whole year. So, but on the regal, though, it's they're in the green for Truma and for Kodesh. So either the reason is, rather, Rashi and Beis says we're concerned for their feelings, they shouldn't feel humiliated. Or the Maris Chai says we want to, you know, it's sort of similar. We want to encourage fellowship among all Jews. Or, according to Rambam, it's practical. And even the Amei Aris would even tire themselves for the regal because they want to come to the base of Mikdash and things like that. So there's nothing to be worried about that. Okay. Yeah, what's up, Rafi? Wait. I don't understand. I mean, to eat kachman instead of tumas in a veira. What do you mean? I don't understand. Right. No. Well, a goy actually, you know, somewhat counterintuitively, does not convey tuma. In other words, a goy has no tara during his lifetime, so he has no tuma either. But the goy would, in any way, be better than the Jew who's in a situation like that. Yeah. All right. Any other questions? What's up, Fern? Let me hear you.
So, what are we calling an Am Ha'aretz? Someone who doesn't know or someone who doesn't care? No.
So again, in Bizman Chazal, there were a whole social group of people. We've discussed this many times before. And they, you know, they
I must be an
Amma. No, Chas v'Shalom. Anyway, they were from, but a lot of different dinim they didn't keep so carefully. So those are the Amei Haaretz.
And my question is because they didn't know, they didn't want to learn, or they didn't care. They're not a Tino. For example,
yeah, I don't think it's a thing. No, I don't think we should compare that situation with what we got going on today. And during that time, it seems like the sense I have from the members of Chazal, they didn't like the Chachamim, and they sound like they rejected it all. I don't know what more to say. All right, you want to say something?
I just wanted to say that in Europe, prior to World War II, I'm talking about, they kent essen by the Gresta Aretz, it was kosher. By the Gresta Aretz, they held kashrus.
Yeah, but the term Am Haaretz is being used differently then than Bizman Chazal, is what I'm trying to say.
Chazal,
I just want to get a second, one thing.
Here, Fern, it's a different story. United States, a different story, Fern.
All right, one second. All right, 1 second. Yeah. So if you remember here there's a Gemara in Masechet Brachot on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, please, I need everybody's attention. It says Tanur Rabbanan Ezu Am Haaretz. The Gemara says, Rotin Am Haaretz, Koshin Kriyat Shema. Arvid Peshach read the Rib Lezer. Quite Rib Lezer, if a person doesn't recite Kriyat Shema in the evening and in the morning, Rishu Omer Koshe No Meniach Tefillin. Rishu says a person doesn't put on tefillin. Benazai Omer Koshe No Tzitzis Bevigdo. He says he doesn't have tzitzis on his garment. Rinatan Omer Koshe No Mizuz Opitcho. He doesn't have mizuz on his petach, on his door of his house. Rav Natan Bar Yosef Omer Koshe Shlobanim Einam Begadlan Talmud Torah. Rav Natan Bar Yosef says if you have sons and you don't raise them to Talmud Torah, which is usually Remeir, says even if he studied Pesukim, he studied Mishnayot, but he wasn't Mishamish Tamidah Chachamim, he didn't serve Tamidah Chachamim, he's an Ama Aretz. So Amar Huna Lachat Chachamim. So Huna says Lachat like Chachamim. All right. So those are some of the definitions from Aretz. But the idea is it was a whole social group like that, and they were in a whole different chaver. Remember, like Rabbi Akiva started out as an Ama Aretz. And he said that, you know, when I was an Amma Aretz, I would like, if somebody would introduce me, show me a Tamil Chacham, you know, Ba'an Ashkenu Chacham, or I would want to bite him like a donkey, you know, would bite. So you get the idea. It's like a little bit of a social division. Okay, I got to go further in the Gemara because I want to get through the Gemara thing. Okay, so we're at the 10 lines at the bottom in the Mishnah. Everybody with me? Okay, Manitin. Apotekar Chabito, Bamatib Isato Algava Regel. Now, if a person opens up a chavit is a barrel, presumably with wine, or a person's machal b'isato, in other words, he has dough. So, but he began during the regal. So during the regal, the amei ha'aretz are neman on their tulin tara, and then the regal passes. Rav Yehuda Omer Yikmor. Rav Yehuda says he can complete, in other words, he can complete, you know, drink. In other words, even though all these amei ha'aretz touch the wine. So now, after the regal, the amei ha'aretz is considered to be tamei. So retroactively, this thing should become tamei now because the regal is passed. But Rabbi Yehuda says, "More, I have a heter to complete that which was begun during the regal because they began the heter." But Chachamim omrim lo yigmor. The Chachamim say, "No, you can't complete." So in other words, now you're stuck. Now you can't have it anymore. So the Gemara says 10 lines to the bottom. Okay, Yosef, we're on Chafamim and Aleph, around 10 lines to the bottom. So Yativ Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Sachnapa, Kuz Rabbi Sachnapa. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Sachnapa were sitting by the porch. Rabbi Sachnapa. So one said, what about within the shita of the Chachamim? The Chachamim say, let me see who's here. One said, okay, we're good, I think. All right, so the Chachamim say, lo yigmor. So I began a beheter, but now I can't complete it. So he says, what about, how would they hold about leaving for the next regal? In other words, let's say I began a chavit of wine, I opened up on Sukkot, and the Amei Haaretz touched it. But now, maybe I can't have it now. Now it's Cheshvan, I can't have it according to Chachamim. Maybe I can leave it till Pesach. Or you get the idea. Pesach, you don't have the Chachamim, but let's say I have Pesach, I leave it to Shavuos. He says, "Moshin echam regal affair." So Amar Lei Idach Yadakol Mashim Baba Adamar Yenechon the regal affair. Everybody touch it. You're going to say leave it to the next regal. How can you do this? In other words, the idea here being. Once something, you see, let's say I had something which was tamei, because the amaretz touched it. The regal comes, it doesn't remove that tumah. If there's an existing status, the regal doesn't remove the tumah. It's just if I begin food that's the state of Tahara, so now it has like a sort of an immunity. He says, so he says, how can you say you leave it brain lechera? It's tame. So Amalei Atuara Idolav Yarakum Mashashimba. He says, well, what about up to now? Wasn't everybody touching it? And there was during the regular, he was touching it. So why can't we leave it to regular? Amalei Hachi Hashta. So he says, how can you compare the two cases? Mishleimah in a Tumen Aretz regular Rachmana Tara. So during the regal, Tumen Aretz Rachmana Tara, I don't think it's so like exact language that the Torah is Matirit, but it means. And I was talking to Reb Zevi Reichman today. He was saying, like, it's based on the pasuk we quoted earlier, but it means that, like, there's a heter. He says, Elahash the Tamehi. He says, but now it's Tameh, so it's the end of the line. So, again, so the question is, the Chachamim say, Lo Yigmor. In other words, you're up a creek, you're stuck with this. So these two Chachamim, it sounds like they were, they had a disagreement between, can I leave it to the next regal? So, in other words, I have the barrel of wine, open it up on Pesach. So can I leave it according to the Chachamim? I can't have it after Pesach, according to the Chachamim. Can I leave it till Shavuos? So one side is say, yeah, I can leave it to Shavuos. It's no worse off now than it was originally. And one say, no, it had a Chal Hashem of Easter, so I can't. So the Gemara says, name of Ketanai. Should we say this Machloket Amorayim, or this issue is really something about Machloket Ketanai? The Tani Chana, Yani Chana, the regal affair. We learn one Braisa, leave it to the next regal. The Tani Yidach, lo Yani Chana, the regal affair. The next Braisa says, don't leave it to the next regal. My love, Tanaihi, is it not? It's Machloket Tanaihi, meaning we're within the Shita of the Chachamim who hold Lo Yigmor. One Brayis that we think is saying, leave it to the next regal, one saying, don't leave it to the next regal. So the Gemara says, Lo. Hadakatani, Anichena, Reb Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood. You assume both Brayis are going within the Shita of the Chachamim. But the Brayis says, Yanichena, that's Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, Yigmor. He says, Vahadakatani, Lo Yanichena, Rabbanan. The other Brayis says, Lo Yanichena, that's the Shita of the Chachamim. So no, but don't know Machloket. I'm saying, Lo Yanichena. So this is the words of the participant. Does that make sense? The Har Rabbi Yehuda Yigmor to Amar. Rabbi Yehuda said, finish it now. Don't wait for the next regal. In other words, when you're touching up the braces, when it says Yanichena, the regal, the next regal, that's Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda says, you can eat it right now. I don't have to leave it to there. Ella, Hadakatani lo Yanichena, Rabbi Yehuda. So rather, the more revised understanding, the brace that says, don't leave it to the next regal, that is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, because you can have it right now. The Hadakatani Yanichena, Rabbanan, and the one that says Yanichena is the Shita of Chachamim, so it's coming out cool. The Gemara is concluding that the Chachamim would matter you to leave it to the next regal. Umay lo Yanichena, what did the word lo Yanichena mean that we said that's like Rabbi Huda? She'in sarich lo Anicha. I don't need to leave it to the next regal, but if you want to, you could, but I could have it right now. Whereas the Chachamim would say that I don't need to be money of it. I'm coming, so I do. All right. So again, so let's just review. So on the regal, we said that we treat the Amei Haaretz like they're Tahorim on the regal. And that was the based on the pasuk. Even for Truma, we is Tahara. So if I open up, you know, a batch of food on the regal, so everybody's, you know, patching around with it. So even the Amei Haaretz, so it's the state of Tahara. But now the regal passes. What's the story? So once the regal passes, so the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, I can continue eating. And Rashi brings down, there are certain things that come in, were matir, tchilatan atu sofan. If I'm not matir him to continue eating, and he's not going to want to open the chabit during the regal. He's not going to open, make the isa during the regal. Nobody wants to do it. In other words, if you tell me, I make this big batch of dough, and now I can't eat half the dough, because so I don't want to do it. So there's a heter, according to Tana Rabbi Yehuda, to continue doing it. And the Chachamim say that the Chachamim hold that lo yigmor, I can't be gomer. So the question I had, what would the Chachamim say, can I leave the next regal? So the Gemara with a conclusion that the Chachamim say I could leave it to the next regal. Okay, who's the question comes to us? Quickly, yeah, chop chop.
I do. And the Mishnah in the art scroll says, if a chaver merchant opens his barrel,
The Am Haaretz doesn't care. So we're talking about the chaverim. Yeah, I'm an artist that's going to say I can't eat my own food. Anyway, it's a chaver is what we're talking about.
Okay.
Let's keep moving. Okay, now we're four lines from the bottom on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, or five lines. So Matnithin, Mishavar Regel, Mavir Al Tarad Azara. Was once the regel passes, we remove kelim that were in the azar. Everybody was in the azar of the base mikdash. Yom Ha'aretz, remove the kelim and we're tovel the kelim in the base mikdash. He says, Abar regal yom shishim. If the day after Yom Tov Yisru Chag was a Friday, lo yumavir mikvod Shabbos. So he wouldn't do it that day because they're busy. Want people to prepare for Shabbos, they would leave it for a few days afterwards. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af lo biyom chamishi. Rabbi Yehuda says even if the day after Yom Tov was a Thursday, they wouldn't tovel that day. Shana konim p'tulim, the konim were not free. And the Gemara explains, Tanish shana konim p'tulim lo tzi b'deshan. The konim, there's a big deshan, a big pile of ashes that were on the mizbeach because everybody burbano during the regal, so we have to clear out all that ashes. So we can't do 100 things at once. So we'll tabel the kelim a few days later. And I think the Arsha quoted a Turei Evan, say how they waited a few days, because they here we have the din that whatever the Amaris touches is going to be tameh. But they said the heter that they gave for the regal is sent for a few days after the regal. All right. Now the next Mishnah. Let me two lines from the bottom. Kesem ma'avir al Torah Zara. How are they ma'avir al Torah Zara? In other words, we said that they're going to remove the kelim. So ma'avir al kelim shiva mikdash. We remove the kelim and we top on them in the mikdash. And then in a separate lacha of Omrim Lahem, the Rashi learns, we say to the Konim, who are Amei Haaretz, who are in the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash, over Yantiv, he's the Haru, turn page, Shlo Tiku B'Shulchan. Whatever you do, don't touch the Shulchan. He says, and because we don't want to make the Shulchan Tame, it's going to be a big nightmare. He says, Shlo Tiku B'Shulchan. All the kelim in the base of mikdash had like second pairs and third pairs, and it was like replacement kelim. And we have a problem with it. We have like a spare to fill in with. All the kelim in the base of mikdash would be placed in a mikvah, except for the golden mizbech, which is the one for the Torah, and the outer altar, which is equals the mizbech and a choshet here. There's a mizbech and a choshet in the midbar, but this is where it's coming from. It says they're like karka. Karka is not the kabbal tuma, and we'll discuss this more in the Gemara. But the chami said because they're plated with gold, and there's a question what the chami mean. We'll have in tomorrow's daf. Hopefully we can get there tonight. Otherwise, that he says that they mean either they disagree with Rabbi Lezer, and the chami say that even they would be tamei because we view them as a metal. Kaili and metal Kaili could be Makabal Tuma, or they agree that it's not Makabal Tuma, and they want to say that that I don't need your reason that they're a Kakarka. You could say that I don't need your reason that they're a Kakarka. One second, we're good. Okay. Yeah, so they're regarded as kliyates. They're regarded as kliyates, but they're asuim menachat. They're made to be stationary, and a kli that's made to be stationary is not makabel tuma. Okay, so either they agree with Reb Lezer or they disagree with him. The Gemara has to pshat him. Okay, so the Gemara says Tana, he's arusham etikub b'shulchan b'menorah. In the Braisa, we learned that they said to the Amei Haaretz, be careful not to touch the shulchan or the menorah. The Tana Dan my Tana Lutani Menorah. Why does an R Tana mention don't touch the menorah either? He says Shulchan Ktibe Tamid. So Shulchan it says Tamid. In other words, Tamid means constantly. In other words, the Shulchan has to always be with Lechem upon him. So if I would be Tovel the Shulchan, I'd violate the admonition of the Torah Lechem. You know, panim lefanai Tamid. In other words, I have to have the Lechem on it Tamid. If I'm taking out the Shulchan, it's not Tamid. So he says the menorah. But by the menorah it doesn't say tamid. So actually, by the menorah it also mentions tamid, but the tamid by the menorah isn't the same as the tamid by the shulchan. By the shulchan it means tamid constantly. Every minute of the day I need the shulchan with lechem upon him. By the menorah it means tamid. It means just like regular, every day light the menorah. It doesn't mean constantly it has to be lit. So the menorah, according to our Mishnah, our Tana, holds that you could tabel the menorah. So he says here, the idach came in the chtiv with a menorah nochach shulchan. So the other one holds that since it says in the Torah the menorah is nochach hashulchan, the menorah is opposite the shulchan, it gets the same din as the shulchan. The other one says no, let's just say where the place is. Okay, so the bottom line is that that were saying that they said, don't touch the Shulchan because the Shulchan has to always be in its place and we can't topple it because it needs to be constantly in its place. So the Gemara says, but typically the Kli Yetzes Sudin Achadu, the Chuk Kli Yetzes Sudin Achad Lo Mitame. Why do we need to tell them that not touch the Shulchan? Why don't we say the Shulchan is a Kli Yetzes, it's a wooden vessel, and it's a wooden vessel that's made to be stationary, not moved. So it's not Makabal Tuma. Who cares if they do touch it? It's not Makabal Tuma. He says, my time, why would I say it's not Makabal Tuma? Do me the Sakba Inan. So there's a Pasuk in the Chumash that says, and Rashi quotes it. He says, if you look at the Rashi, immediately to the left of where we are, he says, or Osak. Anything that, like one of these Nebelot, you know, or these Shrats and Falls, when they're dead, become Tame, if it's a Kli Eitz, a Beged, if it's leather or it's sock. So he says, so back in the Gemara, so mentions Kli Eitz, wooden, and mentions sock, like a sackcloth. He says, Masak Mitalta Mali Berekam, just like sackcloth is susceptible to being carried, whether it's empty or whether it's filled up, Afkol Mitalta Mali Berekam. So too, the Kli Eitz is Mekabal Tuma, but only if it could be carried Mali Berekam. So the Gemara says, "Hainami mitalta mali bereikamu," but the Shulchan could be carried mali bereikam, so it's still susceptible to tuma. So the Gemara says, "Kidreish lakish." The Amar Reish lakish, "My detiv al Shulchan tahor." What does it mean in the Torah? It says, "Al haShulchan tahor," on the Shulchan that's tahor, the klal shuhu tamei, and it was mechal that it could be susceptible to tuma. Vamai, please suin nachadhu. It's a kli eitz. It's made to be stationary. Vino mekabel tuma. Elam alamed. It teaches us that it's not always stationary. They would lift up the Shulchan during the regalim, lift it up and show it to the people. He says, and say, see how precious you are before a Kadosh Baruch Hu. See lukokas siduro. That when lechem upanim is removed, it's warm and hot and fresh, just like when it was placed there. So I don't know exactly what they see, whether they see like heat coming from it, like the railroad, like over the railroad tracks, or maybe they, you know, if the lechem upanim had the consistency of pita bread, then maybe they bent it and the show it's not hard, you know, like they have like this special matzah that the Iraqis use, you know, that I remember Rabbi Menashe from Lebracha, I think he showed me once. It looks like the falafel pizza bread, but only when it's fresh. If it's not fresh, it gets hard. So he says here, Da'am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Neis Gadol Nasab Lechem Apanim. Yeshua ben Levi says it was a big miracle with Lechem Apanim. Siduro Kach Siduko. The way it was placed, so that's how it was removed. Shneamar Lasum Lechem Chom Yom Hilacho. So the Pshutim Shemikra, this is talking about and Sefer Shmuel with Achimelech was the Kohen Gadol, and David came to him and Achimelech gave him some, I think, of lechem upanim. But it says in the Navi, it says, Lasum lechem chom yom hilacho. So the Pshutim Shemikra is to replace the bread with warm bread. In other words, the warm bread is the fresh bread, and you're taking all the bread away. But the way Chazal is in the Pasuk, Lasum lechem chom yom hilacho, that the bread is warm when the day it was taken. So again, so we said that they would admonish these kohenim who are ami ha'aretz not touch the shulchan. So the Gemara says, why not? So the Gemara said, because the shulchan has to be there tamid, and we can't tablet be tamid. So the Gemara says, what are you worried about? It's kli eitz, it's a sui l'nachat. It's kli eitz made to be stationary. It's not a kabel tuma. So the Gemara says, not true. Because even though it's kli eitz, it would be picked up, it is susceptible to tuma. So the Gemara says, but typically Mishum Tzipui. The Gemara says, why do you have to even come to this Kli Eitz? It's Mekabel Tuma for a different reason. The Shulchan is a wooden keli, but it's plated with metal. So if it's plated with metal, then it's a Kli Matechet, and that's Mekabel Tuma, even if it would be stationary. Because in that Pasuk, we didn't mention Matechet. It's a Kli Eitz, Obeged, or Osak. Only those have to be like susceptible to carrying. But if it's Kli Matechet, then it's Mekabel Tuma, and I can't move it. So why not say that? Hatnan. Now we're quoting this Mishnah is in Masechet Kelim, and the point of the Mishnah, you got to keep your eyes on the ball, is that a keli which is totally plated gets the character of the plating. That's the idea, okay? So if it's like in this case, we're going to have where somebody's being plated with marble. Marble is like stone. So stone is not makabel tuma. So if it's all plated, it's not makabel tuma. But conversely, if it's all covered with metal, metal is makabel tuma, then we call it kli matefet. Okay, then it'll be makabel tuma. So he says, the hatnan, hashulchan radulfaki, the shulchan, it's not talking about the shulchan of basic mikdash, it means a regular table. And dulfaki is a collapsing chair. Shenifkatu, they were reduced. In other words, like pieces of it fell off. Or shechipan b'shayis, that's the key thing. Or I covered it with marble, and marble is stone. Stone is not makabel tuma. But I left enough space exposed from the wood, so it's covered totally with the marble. It's not makabel tuma. But I left space for putting cups down. It's tamei, means it could be makabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, makom hanachar hachatifo. Rabbi Yehuda says, I need place left open for pieces of meat, not enough for kosot. I need enough for pieces of meat. But the bottom line is, from this Mishnah comes out, that if it would be totally covered with marble, so it's marble, it's not makabel tuma. So if it's marble, it's not makabel tuma. If it's metal, it is makabel tuma. If the whole thing is covered with metal, it is makabel tuma. So I don't need the whole discussion about pliates. So it's makabel tuma for a different reason. Okay, so that's the way that goes. So now we're saying the shulchan is makabel tuma because of kli matefet. Again, let's go back. Okay, so we said that they would tell these kohanim umami haaretz, don't touch the shulchan. So we said, why not? Why? What's the problem with touching the shulchan? Shulchan's a kliates, but it's not a sweet, it is a sweet lenachas, it's made to be stationary. So we said they would pick it up at only regalim, so it's makabel tuma. So the Gemara says, what do you need to come on to the whole thing about kliates, lifting, not lifting? It's a kli matechet. It's covered with gold. So it's a metal keli. If it's a metal keli, it becomes tamei whether I lift it up or don't lift it up. Even if it's stationary, it becomes tuma. So that's the kasha. So the Gemara says, let's see, Berlin Gemara. Yeah, that's a general rule that it's covered with something against the character of the covering. But the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, it was made of atzei shittim. Atzei shittim is very valuable wood. So he says, so then that overrides the covering. In other words, something more chashivas, so it overrides it. So the Gemara says, Taki, you have a good answer with that. So what would be kliates? So according to Rish Lakish, so this din in the Mishnah is only talking about like cheaper wood that comes from Medina Yam, yet then the covering gives it the character. But if it's kli mismim is a valuable wood, then it doesn't become batel gabi shayish, and the same thing would be with atzei shittim. So Shapir. So according to Reish Lakish, we have an answer. So Atzei Shittim is so important, even if it's covered with gold, it's a wooden paley, and that's our discussion. Elo, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar, Apilu B'Kli Mismim, Nami Batli, Ma'ik Lamimar. But Rabbi Yochanan says, even if it's Kli Mismim, even if it's very valuable wood, once it's covered, it gets the character of the covering. So why are we saying it's a Kli Eitz? It's Kli Matechet. L'chi Tema, so may I have a different answer. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about the covering is like permanently fastened to it. It's like nailed in. He says, but in the Beis HaMikdash, with the Shulchan, it wasn't like permanently attached to it. It was covered with it, but it wasn't omeid. So maybe that's the difference. But Reish Lakish says, Rabbi Yochanan, b'tipui omeid or b'tipui she'en omeid? Does it make a difference whether it's tipui omeid or it's tipui she'en omeid? Does it make a difference if the metal or the marble covers like the trim of it, of the table? But Amar Le, Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Lo shana b'tzipui omeid, lo shana b'tzipui she'en omeid. Does it make a difference if it's like a permanent covering or not? In other words, like a well fastened covering or not? He says, Lo shana b'chofet l'b'zav, lo shana b'ena shofet l'b'zav. So it does make a difference if it covers the trim or doesn't cover the trim. So we still don't understand why can't we say the shulchan is a kli matechet, and that's why it's makabel tuma. El of the Gemara says shani shulchan, top line on the first line below. The Rachmana Kriya Eitz. You're right. So left to our own devices, we would say within the Sukkimta, which is Rabbi Yochanan, we would say it's a metal keli. But the Torah explicitly, the Ribbono Shalom explicitly calls the shulchan a kli Eitz. So all our analysis is out the door. The Tiv, and there's a pasuk in Yechezkel. Yechezkel's vision of the third base of Mikdash. The Mizbeach ate Shaloshamot Yavoa. The Mizbeach, this is the third base of Mikdash. You see the Mizbeach, it says Mizbeach, but it means Shulchan. We'll see it in a minute. Why it calls it Mizbeach. It's a wooden Shulchan. It's 3 Amot in height. V'orko Shtayim Amot. It's 2 Amot in length. V'miksa Otav Lo. It's 4 inches. V'orko V'kiru Otav Eitz. its corners, its length, and its walls were wood. By the very lies, Shulchan Hashem Lefnei Hashem. And he said to me, Yechezkel is in a vision, he says, this is the Shulchan which is Lefnei Hashem. So I think it's a Malach is speaking to Yechezkel. So the Gemara asks, but the bottom line is, the Gemara says, Patach is Be'erasim B'Shulchan. So I don't understand the Pasuk. On line one, he says Mizbeach, and he says Shulchan, which is the Mizbeach or Shulchan? What are you talking about? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Darmin Tavayu, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish will say, as much as Mizbeach Kayam, Mizbeach Mechaper Al Adam. When the base of Mikdash was up, the Mizbeach brings atonement for a person. Akshav Shulchan Osh Adam Mechaper Lav. Now a person's Shulchan brings him Kapara, and you look at Rashi, the top line of Rashi, Shulchan Osh Mechaper Lav, Bachnas Ad Orchim. In other words, who he welcomes to the table, how he does Achnas Ad Orchim. You could say also, there's a Rabbeinu Bakhi, I don't have time to get into right now, where he says, like, you know, he gives the aniyim. Anyway, you get the idea. With the chesed that you do, that's what's mechaper, and that's why he calls it a mizbeach, even though it's really a shulchan. But the bottom line is, he calls it eight. So, I mean, it's eight. And so the argument is saying, they would say, stay away from the shulchan, because it is mekabel tumah, even though it's pli eight, because they'll show it to the holy regalim. Let me do a few more lines. I want to get to shooting distance to the seum. On Thursday night. So what? That's what Rashi says, right? I mean, okay. So let's take a look around the eighth line. Okay. We said all the kelim have like a second copy, a third copy. So but then that's not the line you need. Then it said that all the kelim would be tavel tevila. They would tavel all the kelim in the base of Mikdash, except for the mizbach sab, mizbach and nechoshet, which are like parka. So Mizbach HaNechoshet, Nechiv, Mizbach Adamat Tassili. So Mizbach HaNechoshet, it says also Mizbach Adamat Tassili. It was in the Midbar, they had the copper Mizbeach, but the inside of it was dirt. So it's not Mekabel Tumah, but it's part of the Adama. Mizbach HaZahav, Nechiv HaMenorah, Mizbachot. There's another Pasuk says the Menorah and the Mizbachot, the altars. So one mizbech is not mekabel tumah because it's like dirt, which we just said, it's adama. The other mizbech is also not mekabel tumah. So those they would not be tovel. All right. So again, right. There's a hekesh. In other words, hamizbechot. It says hamizbechot. The altars. So it's a hekesh between one mizbech. Okay. In other words, if it's dirt, it's definitely not mekabel tumah. So then the other one is the question mark. That's what I would think. Okay, three lines above where it gets white. Coming on Rimnei Shem Mitzupin. Now, Reb Lezer said that they're not mekabel tumah because it's like karka. Then the Chachamim had an enigmatic statement, Rimnei Shem Mitzupin. So, because they're covered with metal. Adraba came into Mitzupin in Umitamu. So that's the reason to make it tameh, not to make it tower. So, Ema, so I should say, Chachamim Mitam, Rimnei Shem Mitzupin. So one shot is, the Chachamim say they are mekabel tumah, the Mizbach HaNechoshet and the Mizbach HaZahav, because they are covered with metal. The Ibaidim, so they disagree with Reb Lezer. Or the Ibaidim, or else I could say, the Rabban and the Reb Lezer Ka'amri. In other words, the Chachamim agree with Reb Lezer, but they're talking to Reb Lezer, and they say, my daitich, mishum de mitzupin, what are you thinking that why they're like, One second. Yeah, right. Why did you need this pasuk, Mizbach Adama? Why did you need to prove that it's Adama? In other words, why do I need to even have that pasuk to come on to all to begin with? Mishum de Mitzupin. So because they're covered metal, so I would think it's a metal keli. So I have the pasuk that says we treat like a dama. That's what he's saying. So he says, but mitil batil tzipui in gabayu. But the tzipui is considered batil gabi the kelim, and mamela it's really a wood keli. But here it's saying a wood keli, and it's not a kabbalatum because wood. We said before. So again, here we're talking about the mizbechot, but the mizbechot are wooden kalim, like it's like he's quoting like the he wants to say that even though they're covered with metal, they're considered to be wooden kalim. And he quotes here like the pasuk on top said mizbech eight. So the top line, even though we said that it's really talking about the shulchan, but he's darshening that pasuk. Okay, let me just do. Okay, that's it. That's what we're up to. Okay, that'll leave us till it's the siyum. Okay, now let me pause for 1 minute. First of all, any questions on the Gemara that we did up till now? Okay. So let me just end the recording. One second, let me end the recording.